USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Confirmed COVID-19 cases in the United States have surpassed 200,000 on Wednesday, doubling since Friday as the country rolls out broader testing and outbreaks pop up in more and more cities. The coronavirus has killed at least 4,400 people in the United States. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. It's the first of the month and everybody knows the rent's due. For millions of Americans, Wednesday is the first time the landlord will be knocking at the door since the coronavirus outbreak turned the economy upside down. When it comes to paying versus not paying your rent, honesty is the best policy. That's at least what financial analyst Chris Hogan tells Fox News.
The worst thing you could do is avoid your creditors and wait on them to call you, or to make a promise to pay that you can't keep. So a lot of times people will make a promise to pay just to get off the phone. Don't do that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Well, the energy is good. You know, you hear the commercials and it sounds, you know, pretty hokey to be perfectly honest, but I used to get tired early afternoon and now I don't get tired till evening and I don't get sleepy as early as I used to and I definitely have more energy. I have fewer aches and pains. I haven't had any colds. It seems to be working, so I'll keep going with it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The top contender for the Democratic White House nomination thinks a party may have to reschedule the party this year. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The front-running Democrat for the White House and former VP Joe Biden says he finds it hard to imagine that the Democratic National Convention is going to be able to go ahead as scheduled in mid-July because of the coronavirus pandemic. It's supposed to be held in Milwaukee, Biden saying it may have to be postponed. Appearing on MSNBC, though, he also rejected suggestions that the November presidential election be postponed.
There's been no rationale for eliminating or delaying the election. It may be virtual.
Biden also saying that mail-in voting should be considered and maybe even drive-through voting.
Major League Baseball is canceling a two-game series between the Chicago Cubs and St. Louis Cardinals that was scheduled to take place in London. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The largest earthquake in decades strikes Idaho. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
A magnitude 6.5 earthquake struck in Idaho, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The quake struck about 45 miles west of Challis. The agency said perceived shaking from the quake was very strong and that it received 16,000 reports of people who felt the tremor. The Boise Police Department said there was no immediate reports of any damage.
As many people struggle to adjust to life at home, whether that's having kids at home because the kids are not in school, or people are now working from home and having to self-quarantine, lots of folks are suffering from anxiety. Gabby Bernstein is a New York Times best-selling author and motivational speaker. She joins ABC's Good Morning America with some tips on how you can keep your stress and anxiety levels low.
I think that we have to set intentions every single day to allow ourselves to show up with a better attitude and a better perspective. So one thing I've been doing every morning is I get out my journal and I write two questions down. How do I want to feel today? And what do I want to give today? And when we think about what we want to give today, do I want to give groceries to a neighbor? Do I want to give to a charity? Do I want to give by posting something positive on social media? And by setting ourselves up with an intention each day, it really allows us to get into an energy that's going to be sustainable all throughout the day.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.